Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Thaddeus is with us. Thank you for joining the Lisa Dent Show. We appreciate it. This is Representative Thaddeus Jones, represents the 29th District. Everybody's talking about the bill that you proposed, and it's pretty much like the last one, right? So explain what you want to see happen.
Like you said, it's pretty much like the last one.
Well, it is, right?
It is. We did a slightly, different variation of this one, but thank you for having me on your show. This bill, so I filed this bill 2 years ago, and the reason I didn't bring it forward until now is because we've been getting more data on the number of gas stations, the effect that this bill had in Chicago, because Alderman Coleman, along with Early Walker, they actually went out and spent their money, meaning Early Walker, to have armed security guards at gas stations. They did 10 gas stations in Chicago. They did 4 in the suburbs to see what impact having armed security guards will have at gas stations and grocery stores. And from the numbers we got, crime dropped probably like 60-70%.
Okay, we noticed that when we leave the city, that BP, what is that, on Ontario, I think, maybe Ontario and Wells, yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. There's always a guy standing in the lot. I can't tell whether he's armed because he wears a big black coat. It's kind of hard to tell. But, some people are intimidated by that. In fact, somebody sent in a text and said, if I see an armed guard at the gas station, I'm picking another gas station because I feel like something could go down.
Well, that person has never met a family who's been robbed at a gas station. That person has never met a person who's been killed at a gas station. That person has never met anyone who's been robbed and shot at a grocery store or a bank. So, yeah, I mean, I understand that it goes both ways, but there's a lot of data that suggests that having armed security guards works at places where people are getting robbed at, and to prevent carjacking.
Representative, are there other business types in Chicago? I have no idea what the answer to this is, that are required by law to have security?
To my knowledge, under the law, none of them are required except banks. But a lot of banks now, if you go into banks, a lot of them don't have security. So, to answer your question, there's no law, to my understanding, that requires them to have armed security guards. This is a pilot program to test that idea and see if it will have an impact on crime.
It's called the Armed Security Protection Act, House Bill 1231. Thaddeus Jones is a Democrat, serves as a mayor of suburban Calumet City. It would force Chicago businesses to have full-time armed guards on duty round the clock, which a lot of people are worried that, of course, there's cost involved with that, and they feel as a consumer that will be passed on to us.
Well, I'm looking at amending the bill to make sure that gas stations, grocery stores do not pass that on to consumers. They make enough money, but at the same time, I'm thinking that it's a consumer protection bill. You know, you will feel safer going to a gas station, grocery store. You know that there's armed security 24 hours to make sure that women in particular, and men as well, get back and forth. And they come in and they have a great experience at your place.
But Representative Jones, you know that some of these places are just going to hire the bare minimum. It's going to be a security guard with not a lot of training who is armed. And if somebody shows up to rob the place and they've got a gun, I could be caught in the crossfire.
Well, training is involved. So it won't just be hiring, my nephew Jeff to be the security guard and give him a gun. They're going to have to go through training either through the Chicago police or through the state police, but they're not just going to put people who they just got out of a training school and put them there. They're going to have to go and make sure that they're qualified. Our goal is to look at retired police officers as well. So the bill, the amendment will look at retired police officers, but also people who've been in the business and have a minimum requirement of the years that they had working for security services.
Representative, it sounds to me like you've got an idea that you believe in and that's got a believed to be a good idea that no one else likes. How are you, right? How are you dealing with that?
You know, that's what good legislation is. No one likes it at first until you start testing it and putting data and see that it works. I mean, it's everything that happens, you have to start it somewhere. And I believe this bill has some good foundation in it. We just have to, you know, start debating just what we're doing now. Debate it, talk about it. Let's add to it and let's make this a better bill. But, I mean, just to discount the idea totally is discounting the people who've gotten carjacked, gotten killed at the gas station, grocery stores. It's an idea worth looking at and worth moving forward.
And why wouldn't you start it in Cal City? Why wouldn't you start with an ordinance there and see how it works?
Well, we haven't, because Chicago started already, and they've tested it already. Chicago has done it with Early Walker and Alderwoman Coleman. So they've done it already, and they have the security firms there. Long term, our goal is to work with local mayors and local municipalities to bring this to the south suburbs and do it right.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your call this afternoon.
You're welcome.
State Rep. Thaddeus Jones. Coming up next, after Mary's traffic and weather, we hope that you'll stick around because we're going to talk to Mary Anderson, the Director of Advocacy and Outreach for the Northern Illinois AARP. Talking about the mayoral election and how it impacts seniors in our community. What's up, Mary?